is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 1st of February, 2017. It's the birthday of Muriel Spark, born in Edinburgh, 1918, best known for her coming-of-age novel, The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, came out in 1961, about a strong-willed teacher who selects six of her students to mentor as the creme de la creme of the Marcia Blaine School for Girls. It's the birthday of the poet who said, "To me, poetry is somebody standing up, so to speak, and saying with as little concealment as possible what it is for him or her to be on earth at this moment." Galway Connell, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1927, went off to Princeton, studied abroad through the 1960s, came back to this country to join the Congress for Racial Equality, helping to register black voters in the segregated South. It's the birthday of S.J. Perlman, Brooklyn, 1904, wrote for The New Yorker magazine, sentences like, "The waiter's eyes sparkled and their pencils flew as she proceeded to eviscerate my wallet, pâté, Whitstable oysters, a sole, and a favorite salad of the Nizam of Hyderabad made of shredded five-pound notes." S.J. Perlman, who was influenced by James Joyce and Flann O'Brien, was a big fan of P.G. Wodehouse, and who said he was preoccupied with clichés, Baroque language, and the elegant variation. And it's the birthday of Langston Hughes, born in Joplin, Missouri, 1902. Came to New York, worked as a busboy at a hotel in New York City, came out with his first volume of poetry, The Weary Blues, in 1926. Went to college briefly, worked as a seaman on ships and a waiter, a truck farmer, worked as a doorman at a nightclub in Paris. Became a prominent member of the Harlem Renaissance, along with Zora Neale Hurston and Count E. Cullen. Langston Hughes, asked what he wrote about, said workers and singers and job hunters on Lenox Avenue, New York, people up today and down tomorrow, working this week and fired the next, beaten and baffled but determined not to be wholly beaten, buying furniture on the installment plan, filling the house with rumors to help pay the rent, hoping to get a new suit for Easter, and pawning that suit before the 4th of July. Here's a poem for today by Edna St. Vincent Millay, Modern Declaration. "I, having loved ever since I was a child a few things, never having wavered in these affections, never through shyness in the houses of the rich or in the presence of clergymen, having denied these loves, never when worked upon by cynics like chiropractors, having grunted or clicked a vertebra to the discredit of these loves, never when anxious to land a job, having diminished them by a conniving smile, or when befuddled by drink, jeered at them through heartache, or lazily fondled the fingers of their alert enemies, declare that I shall love you always, no matter what party is in power, no matter what temporarily expedient combination of allied interests wins the war, shall love you always." Modern Declaration, a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay from her selected poems, published by Yale University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.